Daniel F. Francisco.
Okay, sir, if you just stand by for a minute, we're waiting on one other board member to come into the room, and then we'll be conducting the hearing, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you.
It was Dr. Wright.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got it.
I have to move my phone starting.
I'll just wait and see if Louis comes in.
Mr. Quinones should be here in about a minute.
Just wait a minute.
So how you doing today, sir?
All right, you?
Good, good, good.
Thank you.
I hope you weren't waiting too long. We kind of tried early, and they said you guys were in account, so we didn't get a chance to come back.
I can wait for you to finish my treatment.
All right, sir, we're going to go ahead and get ready to start your hearing now, okay? You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the members of the board that will be conducting your hearing today. But first of all, sir, for the record, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us, please?
My name is Daniel F. Francisco, 307691.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mills, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as the lead conducting your hearing today. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. I think you can see Mr. Westby up on the screen now, sir.
Yes.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, sir, can you hear me, sir?
Kind of low.
Okay, let me try to move this around a little bit. How's that, sir? Is that better?
That's about the same.
All right, do you have a volume on your phone?
Excuse me?
Is there a volume on your phone there?
No, sir.
All right, well, sir, I'll try to talk loud so that you can hear me. If we get to a point where you can't hear, sir, I understand. Please stop me and let me know, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that notified you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. Sir, at this time, I'd like to advise you and Mr. Westby, or swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Mr. Francisco, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read both of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number 12B, as demonstrated by your non-compliance discharge from Pima Reentry Center on March 6, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
It's true.
All right. And the second allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 14E, as demonstrated by your act of intentionally removing the GPS equipment 3442202 assigned to you on November 21st, 2017. So is that true or false?
False.
That's false?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So based that you said that that allegation number two is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information.
Yes.
Mr. Westby.
March 7th, 2018, at 0333 hours, the TNT electronic monitoring service generated a strap alert violation for monitor 3442202 assigned to Francisco Nathaniel 307691. At approximately 0800 hours, P.O. Keen and C.O. 2 Gomez, PRC, responded from PRC Tucson Regional Parole Office in order to attempt to locate both the offender and the monitor at the last known location where the strap violation occurred. The GPS point showed the last position of the monitor being in the Old West Branch Santa Cruz River Wash behind the Food City store at Highway 86, Ajo Highway, and Mission Road. Upon arrival at this location, the monitor is quickly located and photographed. The GPS monitor was then secured as evidence. In an attempt to locate the offender, a search of the surrounding area in the shopping plaza was conducted with negative results. P.O. Keen and CO2 Gomez then returned to PRC TRPO. Offender is max custody sex offender status. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision.
So, Mr. Francisco, what's not true about that, sir?
I do not willingly cut out myself. The gangsters cut it out. I'm sorry.
The gangsters cut someone cut it off of you?
Yes.
Why did they cut it off of you, sir?
Because apparently somebody knew about him or something, and they did not want to alert the police.
All right. All right, sir. Okay, well, based on that information, sir, I'm going to make a motion. As far as allegation number one goes, based on the admission of Mr. Francisco, and as far as allegation number two goes, based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W0678 and information from the parole officer, I am going to move to find that Mr. Francisco did was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, I can't really hear the last part.
Sir, the board voted that you did violate the terms and conditions of your community supervision. You're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. If you just stand by 1 minute, I just need to complete some paperwork, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so that motion, I made the motion. The motion was seconded by Mrs. Rittenhouse. It was agreed to by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing. So during phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. During phase two, we're going to first start out with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you and go over some information and get some information to you, Mr. Francisco, and have you provide any information that you'd like to provide to the board, okay?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On January 11th, 2018, Mr. Francisco was released from DOC. He was arrested March 7th, 2018 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 7th, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of May 17th, 2018, one abscond. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, three counts. Count 1 1 year, counts 2 and 3 2.5 years. There are no prior Convictions, this is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests? 2002, sexual assault, Arizona, federal prison. His community risk score is a G2V3. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, and SVP reviewable.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Francisco, I see that you were released homeless and you resided at the Pima Reentry Center at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson. Is that where you were staying at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Were you employed during this period of time?
No.
Okay. I see that you were assigned the urinalysis task, alcohol screening at task, and you... looks like you had about 11 UAs in there. You all tested negative on those. I want to say that's good, sir. You completed the PRC 30-day motivational enhancement program also, sir. It says that you, on January 19th, as of 19:30, which is 7:30 p.m., you failed to report back to PRC facility by your scheduled curfew time, which was 1 o'clock. They checked the 3M site to get a location on the offender and saw that you were in the vicinity of 22nd Street in Harrison and no indication of moving towards the PRC facility direction. The duty officer was notified and a warrant was issued. You returned to PRC at 2100 hours, which I think is 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. With signs of minor injuries and rib clothing stated you had been assaulted. You were staffed and you restated the details of the assault and also self-admitted having an alcohol problem. You were closely monitored. You were late for curfew 1.5 hours on March 1st and 3 hours on March 2nd and then returned with a positive BAC of 0.48. At that time, you were placed in a sanction for 2 days. So, Mr. Francisco, you were doing very good for a while. Why did you relapse and start drinking?
First incident, I was self-medicating myself because I was in pain, because when they beat me up, And I
have
no excuse for that one.
Uh-huh. So you were doing well. So what triggered you to start drinking? You did 8, 11 UAs or 12, and they were all negative. And then all of a sudden, you just relapsed and stayed out late and wouldn't come back in time for curfew.
Yes, peer pressure, family problems.
Uh-huh.
And I took my freedom for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a good time now, but I regret drinking. And now I lost my grandma within 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I called my dad and he told me what's going on and he told me it's time to grow up. And I agree with him 100%.
Okay.
It is time for me to grow up, whatever time for me to grow up. And I just, now that I have nothing to look forward to, my grandma is gone. And it's time for me to grow up.
All right, well, sir, Mr. Francisco, I hope you do grow up. Sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Thank you.
Seeing no additional comments, questions coming from the board, Mr. Francisco, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, I want to thank you all for hearing my side of the story, and I'm sorry. When I do get out, I plan on going back to college.
Mm-hmm.
And staying, a lot of my drama's just gone, so I have no reason to quit out. I guess the word is, because the word question is just waiting, just to get you in trouble again, and I'm through with that.
All right. Well, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Francisco, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. However, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. When we complete the discussion, we'll get back to you with the determination of the board, okay?
Yes.
All right. Sir, the board is now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Francisco was doing very well while he was out. He had did 11 or 12 UAs for alcohol, and they all tested negative, and then he just started to relapse, staying out later, not making his curfew, going back in, and he says that one incident was because he self-medicated because he had been assaulted. The other time he said he just didn't have an excuse for why he did it, that he talked to his father. His grandmother passed away, and his father told him that he needs to grow up. He says he understands, he 100% agrees that he needs to grow up, and when he gets released, he's going to go back to college and try to do some positive things out there. He is going to be released. And Mr. Westby, I have marked on here of May 18th, and you said May 17th, and that was his original date.
That was correct. There was a typo. May 18th is the adjusted date. His original CCD was May 17th, 2018. He had one day of Scott, so that pushes it out in just a little over 2 weeks on May 18th.
Okay. So, sir, so he will be released on May 18th. I hope at that time that he does follow through on growing up, get himself together, that he won't have any negative contacts, or perhaps if he's going to go to college and get himself together. That's my opinion at this time. However, I'm not in favor of releasing him back out in custody. I think he should just finish up his time, and when he gets out, he's going to be on Cooper or community supervision. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Francisco, find that he was a linker, violated the term conditions of supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of conduct, as he did relapse and start to drink, and then he was late on his curfew getting back in, and we have no idea exactly what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Francisco?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released in a couple of weeks, just about 2 weeks, on May 18th of this month, sir. At the time that you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And at that time, sir, hopefully you will go ahead and not get involved in any more criminal activity or have to have negative contact with law enforcement or come back before this board again, sir. I do want to thank you, Mr. Francisco, for appearing before the board. Sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you put the...